back to another episode of Hunting and Fishing Stories. It's Xavier Connors, your host, with my co-host, Dominic Fington.
Hi.
Our other co-host can't make it today. But, yeah. Today, we will be talking about our favorite hunting and fishing spots. So, I have two hunting spots, or three, I should say. One for deer hunting, one for goose hunting, and one for duck hunting. My favorite hunting spot is the only hunting spot for deer that I've hunted it is out at my great-grandparents' house. We always see a lot of bucks.
You hunted in your great-grandparents' house?
On their lot.
Oh.
Not their house.
My favorite duck hunting spot is, we have this, pond or lake. I don't know what to call it. Like 3 miles outside of Bruton that we always go to. It's called Scarpness.
Wow,
and there's so many bufflehead ducks out there.
They're the tiniest ducks ever to exist, but they're easy to hit.
And they also flip your boat over.
I don't know.
You would know about that if you watched the first video. Listen to the first podcast.
Yeah.
So check that one out if you haven't.
Yeah. And my favorite goose hunting spot would probably be, just like 500 yards outside of Wilmer in a private field that we got permission to hunt. There were about 400 geese flying over us.
It was kind of funny because only like 20 of them came down into where we could actually shoot them at.
That works. Well, I deer hunt and we go on to a nature reserve, sort of. And there's this big, like, marshy sort of area in the middle. And we hunt in there. And it's public, so you guys can go there anytime.
Where's that by?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you.
Is it kind of up by Benson, almost? The Benson Morris area?
I don't know.
Oh. Because we have pretty much the same thing. It's just a big, huge marsh pond.
No, it's not all marsh. The marsh is in the middle.
Yeah, that's... It's a big public area. Here are some of our fishing spots. So, I like fishing on a lake called Minnewaska, but that's only because... Oh, I was in a Let's Go Fishing thing. And the Let's Go Fishing thing, the only lake it brought us to was Minnewaska. For ice fishing, I like going to Big Birch.
That's where I fish all the time.
Big Birch?
Yep.
Yeah. And Big Oak. I like fishing Big Oak, too.
I know that.
Yeah, but I also fish on Green Lake. And I've been fishing on Lake Mille Lacs. One of the biggest lakes in Minnesota.
Yeah.
The biggest completely in Minnesota lake. So.
Well, the lake that I like fishing on is Big Birch Lake. My grandparents have a place there, and I basically live there all summer and fish there. And, but we've kind of been jumping around, going to other lakes and stuff, but Big Birch is my favorite for ice fishing and for regular fishing. And, there's this one spot. Place in Turtle Bay. It's right at the mouth of it.
Where's Turtle Bay? Is it, what side of the lake is it on?
If you're looking at it from above, it's the southeast.
Right.
Bottom.
Okay, I fished there then.
Yeah, there's a mouth right there. I really like fishing there. That's for bigger fish, but...
We had tip-ups setting, like, we went from one side of the... A mouth all the way to the other side. We just did a big line of tip-ups. Every single one we've caught a fish on.
Yeah.
At least once. Sometimes twice. Well, this has been another episode of Hunting and Fishing Stories. I'm signing out from Xavier Connors and Dominic Finken.
See you later.
Come back for another episode.
It's been a long